As we conclude Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, our series of shiurim about Rebbeim and Rebbeim's work, there's a tshuva in the Chashukei Chemed that discusses a situation where there was a Rebbe in a yeshiva who, unfortunately, this Rebbe's father got ill. And the question is, can this Rebbe leave his job in the middle of the school year to be able to go take care of his father who's not well? So we know the Shulchan Aruch in Yerideya, in Chashem Mishpat, Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Gimel, Paskins, Poel Yochel Achzbay Vafila Bechatzi Ayoyim, a worker has the right to leave his job in the middle of the term, even in the middle of a day. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, Prat L'Dovar Ovid, unless by leaving it, it's an irreparable loss, the then she'eni yochel achzbay. And the Ramah in Sif Hei says, Malamen achzbay, a Rebbe who leaves a job, mikre dover ovid. However, says the Ramah, cholo huwa oishtoy banof, if unfortunately the Rebbe or his wife or his children get sick, then the halacha is yochel achzbay, he can leave the job in the middle of the day. So now the question is, what is the halacha if his father gets sick? So the Mordechai says that the concept that we've been learning, Rav Moshe, we said, quoted in his tshuvas over and over, that a Rebbe and the salary that a Rebbe collects is not the same as any other worker, because that's called Tzchar B'Teila. And he explains, the reason why a worker is allowed to leave his position in the middle of the day is because the pasuk says, Kli b'nei Yisrael avodim, v'loy avodim l'avodim, we're avodim t'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not subservient to any human being. However, in a situation of a Rebbe, there, the Rebbe is doing the avodas Hashem. And since the Rebbe is doing the avodas Hashem, the concept Kli b'nei Yisrael avodim v'loy avodim l'avodim doesn't apply. But if the Shach there in Chashem Mishpat, Simen Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Katan Chavav, in discussing the halacha that we just learned, that a Rebbe is not allowed to leave in the middle of the day, still suggests that if the Rebbe who's leaving will find a substitute, then the halacha is that he's allowed to leave. But now the question is, what will be the halacha if the Rebbe is going to, who wants to leave, will find another Rebbe, but he's not as effective, he's not as good of a Rebbe as the first Rebbe? Because there's a Tosfos in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, Divrei Maskil Ani, that says that if somebody hired a Rebbe to teach his son, and now somebody else wants to hire that Rebbe, obviously when there's no issue of a violation of a contract, the halacha is, there's a halacha of Ani HaMahapak B'Charora, that if I am negotiating with an employee, I'm not allowed to, someone else is not allowed to interfere in those negotiations. It's by an employee, it's by a house, by a field. So Tosfos says, there is no concept of Ani HaMahapak B'Charora when it comes to Rabbi. And Tosfos has a very good svara. He says, because what's the reason for the Isra of Ani HaMahapach B'Charora? The reason for the Isra of Ani HaMahapach B'Charora is because I'm negotiating with this worker, I'm negotiating with this field. You get yourself your own worker. You get yourself your own field. Says Tysis, that kind of an argument cannot be made when it comes to discuss Rebbe. He says, every Rebbe is very unique and has special attributes that another Rebbe maybe doesn't have. And I can't take the approach, so I'll take another Rebbe, because the other Rebbe is not necessarily as good as this one. And the same thing here. Just because the Rebbe who can't continue teaching says, well, take a different, I'll get a substitute, that doesn't mean that the other Rebbe will be as good. So, Rav Zilberstein Shlita says that there was once a situation, there was a woman who was teaching in a yeshiva, and she wanted to take off a month to travel overseas because there was a possible shidduch opportunity for her overseas. So the school gave permission to leave for a month. The month ended, and she still didn't want to come back because she was still overseas and different shidduchim opportunity came up. But the school said, now you have to come back. So Eliyashiv Zatzal said that if the school could find teachers, a teacher that's as qualified as her, then she could continue having the leave of absence. And it's not considered a dover of it. So we see that it depends on the quality of the teacher. Particularly, as we know, it says in Tazveni Yoim, Yamayim Azveka, so when speaking about the learning of the Talmidim, we have to be very careful that their learning should not be effective. And therefore, only in a situation where we could be certain that the quality of the learning of the Talmidim will not deteriorate, does this Rebbe have a right to leave his position, even though it's for a very good reason, to help care for his father who's ill, and otherwise he has no right to do so. But then I saw in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah a different shaila. He speaks about, he discusses the following situation. There was apparently a yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael who was looking for a principal. And they identified a principal in the United States. They identified a mechanech in the United States who was a fantastic principal. And they hired him to come live and work in Eretz Yisrael in this yeshiva. However, after 3 months, it was quite apparent that this menal, who was so effective in the United States, is not effective in Chutz La'aretz. The different types of children in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and even though he was so successful in Chutz La'aretz, he was not being successful in Eretz Yisrael. And the parents of this yeshiva and the administration of the yeshiva want to let go of this principal. The principal, however, says, number one, he has a contract. He has a 2-year contract. Moreover, he says, he didn't do anything wrong. He's been working with these children in the same fashion that he worked in Chutz La'aretz. It just doesn't work in Eretz Yisrael. Moreover, if he'll be let go in the middle of the year, it will certainly harm his reputation. And moreover, moving back to the United States is not really an option. He already brought his entire family to Eretz Yisrael, which was very expensive, uprooting the entire family. And his job in the United States, he's already been replaced with someone else. So now the question is, what do we do? So he says that the Gemara Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, says, Or Oysem Melechas Hashem Remiyah. Somebody who doesn't do a job of Avodas HaKodesh properly is Oror, is cursed. Here too, if this principle is not being effective, even though he means the best, that's called Or Oysa Malach Hashem Remiyah. And moreover, as the Pasuk says, M'uvis Lo Yuchal Iskay, sometimes there are repercussions that cannot be corrected. And this may be one of those situations where if the principle is not effective in this position, we have no right to keep him in his position. And finances cannot be part of the consideration when it's referring to the chinuch of children. But what should we do? So certainly, if we could find him another position in the yeshiva, that's the best. The Shulchan Aruch in Choshen Mishpat, Simen Shin Lamed Daled, Sif Aleph and Sif Beis discuss a situation where an employer hired a worker for a job and something came up that job is no longer relevant. A situation where somebody was hired to water a field and then it rained and there's no need to water the field. So the halacha, and the worker says to the employer, I could add another job today. I gave up all the opportunities to do your field and now I'm not going to work, even though it's not your fault that it rained. The halacha is, if the reason that the job is no longer relevant is something that could have been anticipated, it was a cloudy day, so he should have known it's the winter. So the worker could have expected that it may rain. So then he doesn't have to pay him. However, in a situation where you couldn't figure it out, in a situation where he's a total onus, he has to get paid, like a poil bottle. In a situation where it's 50-50, so the halacha is that the person holding on to his money has the upper hand. So here too, since this principal was an expert, it's certain and was hired on that basis, this is a situation of an onus. And if it's a situation of an onus, maybe they shouldn't have to pay. But even though they maybe don't have to pay, the halacha is, he says, they should pay a very decent severance. And even though we learn that even though we're talking about yeshiva money, we're not talking a private person's money, and want to therefore make an argument by a private employer where it's his money, so he could be generous and give a generous severance package. But going back to the Gemara that we quoted the other day, in the other shiur, that pei gimel amin aleph, about being a derech toivim and derech tzadikim. So he says that isn't a concept that's limited to individuals, but even yeshivas and tzedakas have the obligation to live and act that way. And in fact, he makes an interesting point. He says that if yeshivas and tzedakas won't act that way, what will be the lesson that's sent to others, that they don't have to act that way? And therefore, although he takes a strong position that this principle should be let go, we can't hold on to him at the expense of the Talmidim. Still, he says, we should, if possible, try to find him another job in the yeshiva. But that's not always possible. Particularly here, he was principal. Now we're going to give him a different position, which will be embarrassing. And if there's no other option, he should pack and go. But he should be taken care of very generously when it comes to a severance package.